I blame the loyalist ghost for making me upset. Every time I plant my feet in Charlottetown, Charlottetown, I blame the loyalist ghost for making me so sick. First time I set my eyes on Charlottetown, Charlottetown. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I blame the loyalist ghost for making me depressed. My heart, it ached for my true love in Charlottetown, Charlottetown. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da da. We're on a road to nowhere. Come on inside. Taking a drive to nowhere. We'll take that drive. I'm feeling okay this morning. And you know, we're on a road to paradise. And you know, and you know. I blame the loyalist ghost for making me upset. Every time I plant my feet in Charlottetown, Charlottetown.
That's Sean William Clark live in the mobile studio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. Those of you who are regular listeners to Folk Roots Radio will know that I really enjoy Sean's music, and he joined us on the show, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
we were chatting about his music and his great, I was going to say his great latest album. I always feel a little awkward when I say that with someone sitting in the studio. I think, oh my gosh, he's going to pressure me into making a new album. But
no,
the album,
I have to get on it.
Album William from, that was 2014?
2014, yeah.
Yeah, great, great album. And that was I Blame the Loyalist Ghost from the album William. You notice in the middle, there was a beautiful little a bit from a On the Road to Nowhere. That's great. You should make that into a single.
I know, eh? The yeah. Talking Heads cover. Yeah, yeah.
That was, of course, Talking Heads. David Byrne. Road
song.
To Nowhere, woven into the middle. Mm-hmm. It's great to have you back in the studio.
It's really great to be here. I had such a great time doing the interview with you last time. I'm glad we get a chance to chat again.
Yeah.
Really,
so tell us a little bit about where you're at. I mean, today is the opportunity to get you to play live for us. So tell us what you've been up to lately.
Yeah, it's been kind of a weird year, like 2016, I think. And not just for me. I feel like a lot of people are talking about 2016, like this really weird transition period for them. And maybe it's all in my head, but I feel like I've had this conversation with many people this year. 2016's been kind of like I lost my job at the end of the year last year, and this has been kind of doing a lot of odd jobs and not really focused on things. And music's been kind of the same way. It's been hard to write and create. And so I'm at the early stages of working on a new album, which is where I have a sound in my head, but I don't really have the tunes yet. Not all of them anyways. So it's kind of this weird place to be. But in January, me and my friend David Gluck recorded an album of ambient music, like ambient instrumental stuff, mostly acoustic based, but some electric stuff on there too. And that was great. That was a lifesaver, I think, this year. If I didn't have that project, I don't know how I'd feel. So we've been kind of sitting on that, and I brought cassettes to FMO.
That's right. We had a discussion yesterday evening in our showcase room, which is actually where we're recording the interview today, about the cassette. Being someone who, unfortunately, because of their age, lived through the age of the cassette, I find it fascinating that we see younger, I'm going to call him a younger musician, musicians who are all excited about putting cassettes out. It's like, no, I don't think so. I think I'd skip that and go straight to the 8-track, which was definitely better high fidelity.
Better high fidelity, but the 8-track was always funny because you'd get like, you'd be listening to a song and it would just skip. There's four sides, for people who don't know. There's four sides on an 8-track instead of two or one. And so I always found, I had an 8-track player when I was a kid, and they were out then, but I had one. I don't know why. And you'd play and like, you'd be listening to a song and it would just skip to like side three or something, you know. It was always kind of weird.
Yeah, it was crazy. Cassettes are
funny in that, like, I the first thing I collected, I'm a big record collector and I have been for a long time, but the first thing I collected was cassettes. I mean, well, I guess maybe hockey cards as a kid, but first thing I collected was cassettes. And so there's kind of a nostalgic thing to it. The other thing that with cassettes is they're cheap. I think they're cheap to manufacture. So that's why a lot of young bands are doing it right now, because they can actually afford it. Like, vinyl records are expensive to make. I made a record for William, which I was happy to do because I prefer records over cassettes, that's for sure. But it's expensive to make, you know. So
that's interesting you say that, because to me it's just like, okay, it's a lot of plastic, but
that's true,
you know. Yeah. And when you think of the cost of a putting a CD out, I'd be surprised. That's interesting that people would say that it's actually cheaper to put a cassette out.
Yeah, it definitely can be. Like, I mean, mine wasn't that cheap to do because I rushed it. I was like, I just got this idea. It's like, oh, I don't have anything new to bring to the FMO. I'm going to make cassettes 3 days before the event. And they're like, yeah, you can, but it's going to cost this much money to rush it, you know? So, so I paid more than I should have, but I think it's cheaper. I think it's still cheaper than CDs to make.
So the cassette has, now this is the ambient.
Yeah. Sean Clark, so it's called, Will Moore is the name of the act. It's myself and David Gluck, and we recorded it up in, Curry's Music in Gravenhurst with Rob Curry.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Curry brothers.
Yeah, lovely guys and a great space. And then James Bunton, who produced my album, he mixed it for us, and he's brilliant. He came up with some great ideas for that. And we're just in the mastering stage right now. So it's kind of an early master that people will get if they get this promotional cassette that I have at FMO.
Well, that's very cool. Yeah. But you also have written some new songs.
Yeah, yeah. I have written a few.
Can you play any of those for us today?
Yeah, I'd love to. I have one song that might be good. It's sort of about anxiety on stage, that kind of thing, which I don't get too often, but every once in a while I'll get a little anxious, and I think the song captures it pretty good. And I don't really have a title for it, so I can play that if you'd like.
The anxiety song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll just make sure I'm in
tune. On Folk Roots Radio.
Cool. I'll make sure I'm in tune first and you can edit that out.
Well, I'm going to leave it in.
Leave all of it? Okay, perfect. I better say something.
Yeah, I mean, if you can put cassettes out, why am I bothering editing?
Yeah, exactly, right? Okay. Okay, here we go. Let's give this a try. Two. I'm usually a happy man with a loving heart,
and a steady hand, and a steady hand. But sometimes when the days go gray and I'm all alone, I wanna slip away, wanna slip away. But I'll be a well of constant gladness, shield my eyes from fear or sadness. I can hide behind an old guitar and some fancy chords. Won't take me far, won't take me far. I can hide behind a microphone when all I wanna do is be alone, wanna be alone. But I'll be a well of constant gladness, shield my eyes from fear or sadness. Ooh, 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 ooh. Take a deep breath, a slow release, and the stomach pains, they soon will cease, so they'll probably cease. But I'll be a well of constant gladness, shield my eyes from fear or sadness.
That's a new song from Sean William Clark in the Folk Roots Radio Studio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're calling it the anxiety song.
Yeah, for
it's
now.
It's about stage anxiety, which I think it's something that a lot of performers can get challenged with from now and again.
Yeah.
Do you have any special tips to how to deal with it?
It's a good question. I think I was having problems for a while with stomach issues, and I tried a bunch of things that to try to get rid of it. I thought maybe it was a gluten allergy, because that was the fad at the time. That maybe, you know, could have been like dairy, could have been. So I tried eliminating certain things, and then after a while I realized what it was anxiety that was doing that, because I started thinking about, okay, when is this happening, what's happening in my life at the time, and that included shows sometimes. But also just life things. So what was really helpful for me, and really kind of, I guess, kind of liberating for me, was recognizing that it was anxiety. Like, you know, when I started to feel it, I can just stop and be like, okay, what's making you anxious? What's doing this right now? Try to figure out what it is and try to just relax with it. I'm not sure if that would help with everybody, but it's been great for me. I haven't had really as many problems lately at all with it, just because it was almost like it was a big weight off to figure out that this is what the problem was and something I can actually work with. So so that helped.
That's great. How about we play another live song?
Sure, that'd be great. I might. They got a new song about driving in New Brunswick that might be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the one of the things I love about your song titles is they're often quirky.
Yeah.
You know, like I blame the Loyalist Ghost. Well, yeah, this is a song about being in Charlottetown and not being well. It's like, well, that's an experience I know too.
Yeah, and this is about, it's called Autumn in New Brunswick, this song. I'm just going to tune down as I'm chatting here. And it's kind of taken from a couple, any touring artist knows you got kind of this weird space in New Brunswick between like Montreal and Fredericton or Sackville or wherever, or Moncton, you know. And but in the autumn, it's so gorgeous, like, because, you know, you get driving for long stretches where there's no buildings or anything, and you get the great colors. And the first time I did it was with a band called Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. We did a tour, and I remember driving one kind of evening with, I was in the passenger seat, and Blair Watmore was the guitarist in the band at the time. He was driving, and we were listening to 5 Days in May, the Blue Rodeo record, or 5 Days in July. I can't remember which one's the song, which one's the album. Anyways, the album. It was just one of those really kind of great moments, and I think this is sort of about that. I kind of turned it into that. At the end of the day, the sunlight is fading fast. And we're on our way, another damn tank of gas. A long empty road, tree lines play cold refrains. My passenger seat, warm, torn, and coffee stained. Sad slide guitar moans on the radio. Our pastoral scene scored by Blue Rodeo. A small masterpiece, it's only now that you see. And if I were to look past my cool mask, I would agree. But I see I know just where we are, or if we're on our way to Fredericton, Sackville, or Moncton. I think we spent our last night in Montreal, and
And we're on our way to Fredericton, Sackville, and Moncton. Oh, my eyes feel heavy, I hear sleep's whispered call. And maybe I'll wake up in Fredericton, Sackville, and Moncton. Oh, the breeze shakes leaves from trees with ease and fall, and quietly leads us to Fredericton, Sackville, and Moncton. Oh, it quietly leads us to Fredericton, Sackville, and Moncton. Oh, it quietly leads us to Fredericton, Sackville, and Moncton. At the end of the day, the sunlight is fading fast.
That's Sean William Clark live in the Folk Roots Radio studio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. And that's a new song entitled Autumn in New Brunswick. I'm sure there's a lot of bands who've been traveling. And it's not just a New Brunswick issue. I think, sure, you know, perhaps going across the prairies have the same thing.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's interesting. I was just talking with a gentleman from the UK who's here. I was explaining how Canada is so vast and between spots is so much time. And I was telling him, I have a friend who's a Toronto musician who never plays in Canada, didn't even release his last album in Canada. He only plays in Europe. He'll do Italy because like the longest drive is like 4 hours, you know, where that's kind of every day you're looking at 4 hours sometimes on a Canadian tour. So it's interesting for sure.
That's great. If people want to learn more about your music, mm-hmm, how can they do that?
If they just go to www.seanwilliamclark.com, that's a good spot to go. I'm on all the other channels, Spotify, trying to get my Spotify numbers up. So you can follow me, Sean William Clark, iTunes, Bandcamp.
That was wonderful. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm John Hall.